Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, blood, sweat, and data. By CaliforniaTriathlon.org, five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we sent out 2,806 grants in 2018, totaling $4.3 million. Keep Challenge Athletes in the game of life through sport to help out. Go to ChallengedAthletes.org and check out any of our interviews on iTunes or at Babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here. Speaking of endurance, Molly Cuevas is about to run from California, from Santa Monica to Montauk, New Jersey. What the heck is she thinking? Molly, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. So take me through this. You're a field hockey player, correct?
Yeah. So I started off, playing soccer my whole life. Was very, involved in multiple sports, but soccer was my love, and then discovered field hockey in high school and went on to play that in college. So never was really a typical runner, but wanted to take on this challenge, and then also to raise funds and awareness for CAF. So it was kind of like they kind of go hand in hand, and I felt, like I could not compare myself, but I just felt associated, I guess, taking on this challenge and really like making a point to help raise the awareness for it. So
a lot of times when people decide, oh, yeah, I'm going to run across the U.S., they've got this huge background as they've been a marathoner, an ultra marathoner. They've done all sorts of long ultra events. I mean, you ran New York City Marathon, correct?
I did, yeah.
So that's your one marathon?
Well, that was my second marathon.
Okay.
But my first marathon was not, it was like a year before that. So it still wasn't that long ago, but I didn't train for it. I had no idea what I was doing.
What got you into it?
Learned.
What got you into that first marathon?
Well, that I was going to run across the country. And I was like, well, if I'm going to start training to run across the country, I should probably run a marathon.
So
I signed up for one in my area and just kind of ran it, and that was not the wisest choice. But it really made me realize, like, I have to get serious about this, and it's not going to be easy. So it was a good wake-up call, but I just wanted to do it to see what I was capable of.
So even before you ran your first marathon, you decided that you're going to run across the country. And what, you were, 23 years old at the time that you were thinking about running across the country?
When I decided I wanted to, I think I was like 21 or 22 when I had the idea, but I was still in school, so it was like there was no time. Once I graduated, I kind of made it a reality.
So you decide you're going to run across the country. What did you learn from that first marathon?
That you have to train, that I wasn't eating properly. I did not eat enough.
Right.
Mentally, it was more difficult than I thought it was going to be. Kind of everything. Like, it just kind of, like, all hit me in the face. And I knew that I, had to get serious about it. But, like I said, I kind of just wanted to see what I could do. But I've come a long way in a year. That's for sure.
What have you built your training up to?
So right now I, hired a coach, Bree Sanders, and I'm up to like 80 mile weeks right now.
Wow.
Which doesn't really sound like a lot since I'll be running 40 miles a day. But I mean, I came from running like 20 mile weeks.
Right.
So we've really built it up, and yeah, I'm feeling very confident that, I'll be able to go the distance.
So when you start building this up, I love the fact that your coach has you only running. Now, he can't use the word only with 80 miles a week. That's a hell of a lot of running. But the fact that she's kept you from going and doing too much training, because the key is you got to get to the start healthy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So her whole thing was to keep me healthy the entire time. So like not to have any like little injuries pop up. And so I've stayed healthy, knock on wood, the entire time during my training. But, you know, once I start, in a way, you know, I'll still be training for it. I'll be training the whole time. I'll just, like, gradually, you know, my body will be getting stronger and stronger. So, yeah, it's just the beginning.
Well, I know a buddy of ours, Dean Karnazes, ran, you know, 50 marathons, 50 days, 50 states. And he said the running part was the easy part. It was the logistics of getting from point A to point B and food and the crew and all that stuff. How mm-hmm. much of a challenge has that been, just setting all that up?
Well, yeah, that has been the tedious part. I luckily have had some help. So I got in contact with a guy who ran across the country a couple of years ago. He's actually the first blind person to ever do it, Jason Romero. And so he was kind enough to share his route. We just so happened to be starting and stopping in the same areas. So he helped me with that. And so then over the course of time, I've gotten a mapper. And so we've kind of all collaborated on, you know, what I'll be running. And then my crew, it's going to be my mom and one of my best friends, Whitney. So, you know, they've been working with Bree on like what I should be eating. If I'm not hungry, they still have to force me to eat. Stuff like that.
So
it's a team effort.
What are you most concerned about?
I guess just staying on track. Staying on track, making sure that I'm going to make it when I say I will.
Right, because you'll have, I remember when Dean was running cross country, had people meeting him at different spots, and it's like he needed to be there by certain times, because all these people are out there stretching, waiting for you to get there.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice because it, like, keeps you accountable, but then, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. But, so I guess that's what I'm most concerned about, but I try not to let myself go down that road too much.
How did you connect with CAF, and how did CAF become your charity?
So starting out, I always knew that I wanted to, you know, raise funds and awareness for a foundation that was, you know, for physically challenged people. I didn't know which. So I actually did some research. And CAF was actually the first foundation that I came across and that I really liked. But at the time, I'm from San Jose. So at the time I was like, well, I kind of want them to be in Northern California. I'd like to, you know, be really involved with them and go there and all this stuff. So I kept researching, and then I wasn't finding much that was really, like, feeling right to me. So I was like, well, I'm just going to call CAF again and talk to them one more time. So I called, and right away, again, it was just, like, instant, like, in my gut, felt it. So I was like, all right, that's it. I knew it from the start. I should have just stopped when I started, but I just love the whole message and that, you know, it's for people of all ages. It just truly is amazing. And it's like so hard to explain. You kind of just have to see what you guys do.
Exactly.
To really understand it. So I don't regret my decision ever. And I'm so excited to be doing it for them.
Yeah. I mean, the key is that we forget sometimes how powerful sport is. And when people don't have the equipment to play wheelchair basketball, wheelchair, whatever it happens to be, whatever their passion is, it's, you know, it hurts. It hurts you in a lot of different ways. You want to feel that you can accomplish anything. So I really appreciate what you're doing. But you're going to do 12 states, 40 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to raise $25,000. You're closing in on $6,000, which is awesome. But talk a little about the expenses. Like, what, one day is $300, and a week is $2,100, and a month is $9,300. You've got some big goals here.
Yeah. So the personal funding and the CAF funding is totally different. I've been doing quite a bit of personal for myself in the beginning, and then once I start, you know, the goal is to make it all CAF. But daily it's just. Because we'll be traveling in an RV, so
right.
That obviously fuel, the generator, And then just food. It's going to be myself and then, you know, as I mentioned, two others. Food, water. We have to account for maintenance, if there's going to be any maintenance issues, just in case. We'll hotel every, like, three nights to do, like, laundry and, like, get a real shower. Laundry is an expense. Shoes. Just, you know, everything adds up. So that's kind of like an average of what it will be per day and, like, per week, per month.
So the plan is 3 months, 3,000 miles.
Yes.
Wow. And if people want to support, it is milesbymolly.com?
Yeah, milesbymolly.com. All my info, like for my social media, is on there. Yeah, to donate to CAF, that's on there. And then there's a contact page. So if you have any questions, you can always contact me.
So are people reaching out at this point to find out where you're going to be when so they can potentially meet up? And you're leaving April 1st?
Yep, April 1st.
From Santa Monica. Are you leaving from the pier?
Yeah, from the pier at 10 a.m.
How fun is that? That's cool. That's actually where Race Across America used to start, the cycling event. Yeah, my first year as a Race Across America, Santa Monica Pier. That's Yeah, that's cool stuff. What do your field hockey buddies think of this?
They love it. Yeah, so most of them, because I went to school in New York at Adelphi University.
Yep.
And so they're going to all meet me because I'll be ending in New York. So they're all going to meet me at the end.
And so are you taking, you're done with school. And what have you figured out what you want to do professionally?
I haven't. I'm currently working for Rock Tape.
Oh, perfect.
They're kinesiology tape company. Yeah, and they're letting me take a leave of absence. So I'll have a job when I'm done.
Nice. And you'll have lots of tape along the way.
Yeah, they're handling all the medical stuff, so that's great.
I love that. That is very cool.
Yeah.
What are you looking most forward to? I mean, 3 months with family and friends, just the three of you out on the road and then meeting a lot of people along the way. That's a really cool adventure.
It is, yeah. So I'm obviously looking forward to, like, who I'm going to meet through this, because you know I'm going to meet some special people. But I'm kind of like excited for myself. I've never been challenged this much before. You know, playing sports, I'm athletic, I'm an athlete, so it's all kind of come easy to me, but I know that this won't. So I'm just really looking forward to really pushing my limits and seeing what I can do. And then obviously, you know, what comes out of it for CAF, I really hope that, you know, I could bring a lot of funds, clearly, but just like awareness and I don't know how, but a lot of people don't know of CAF. So
that's true. Every day.
Yeah.
Where our job every day is to sort of spread that word, which is really what it's all
I'm
about.
Just excited to do that. Yeah, because that's the whole point. So
what was it about? What was it about running that connected with you? You know, obviously you ran when you played field hockey, but obviously the running longer distances was something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I always used running as, like, a therapy. And so I would, you know, get up and go out. And I thought running, like, 8 miles was a lot. And, like, that was fun for me. It felt good. So I knew that I liked running. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I could run more. And then, like I said, like, it was just going to be something that was going to be hard. I thought about biking across the country, but it would have been a lot less time, but something about running, just like, that's what I kind of went with, like in my gut, and I didn't really look back.
That's cool. A buddy of mine, this Eric Burns from a former Major League Baseball player, just swam, rode, and ran across the U.S.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, right? And we had a couple of our challenged athletes meet him along the way. But yeah, he jumped in at the McCovey Cove behind the San Francisco Giants stadium, and swam to Oakland, rode his bike to Chicago, and then ran to New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know about this. Maybe he'll jump in and run with you somewhere along the way.
Yeah, he should.
He's a crazy man. He would love to do that. What's your longest run so far, Molly?
30 miles.
Oh, that's plenty.
Well, 30, 31.1 to be exact.
Nice. And what? So actually, the timing is perfect because you're not you're going before it gets too hot, going across the country. I mean, you'll get into, you know, April, May, June. You'll get into June, but you're not dealing with August and Nebraska and stuff like that. Which route are you going to take?
Yeah, so I'm going more like southern, so things like California, Arizona, barely through Texas, like Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri.
Nice.
Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. I think that's all of it.
Boom, it's 12 states. It sounds so easy when you say it that way. It's only 12.
Right?
What's the big deal?
It's not going to be. It's going to go quick.
Again, if people want to help out, they can just go to milesbymolly.com, Molly Cuevas, all of 24 years old, running across the U.S. up for the adventure of a lifetime. That's going to be so cool. So Molly, we might have to call you a couple times during the trip and get some updates.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd love that.
I love it. Again, milesbymolly.com to donate. Molly, thank you so much for taking time, and thank you for thinking of CAF. We love being part of your journey.
Yeah, of course. I'm stoked to do it.
Love it. Again, Molly Cuevas has been our guest. It is Miles by Molly, 12 states, 40 miles a day, 3 months, 3,000 miles. Again, go to milesbymolly.com to support and to find out more. Again, we are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, by Polar, Blood, Sweat, and Data, CaliforniaTriathlon.org, five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th, by our Challenged Athletes Foundation. Molly is raising money for CAF. Last year, we sent out 2,806 grants, totaling $4.3 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. You can help out at ChallengedAthletes.org. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes or Babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here.